You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Back at it on a Monday. What'd you do over the three-day weekend for you?
Pretty solid, jam-packed weekend. Things started off on Friday. I had a bunch of stuff I wanted to do with the kids and stuff, but all that got put on hold because truck repairs and furnace repairs, both of which were caused by the people doing some work on each of those. So I didn't have my truck all day Friday because they had previously fixed some suspension work on it, and a couple of the bolts that had to be reinstalled were supposed to be torqued, Dom, to about 20 foot-pounds, and they torqued them to 300 foot-pounds, which causes a very loud noise when you're driving around. So I had to take it back and get those finished.
Yeah, I was assuming that was a bad thing.
That's a bad thing, buddy. A bad thing. And then the furnace, they had to do a bunch of electrical rewiring. And I had workers at my house all day Friday. And it was just bleh. The happy stuff, got some Christmas stuff up. So that's starting to sprout around the house. I'll probably be tackling the outdoor stuff this week. And then the one thing that brought the most joy to me this weekend was really looking at the years of collecting things, which you give me hell for, might actually start paying off now. Reed is really into collecting Pokemon cards now.
Okay.
It's the big thing at school, so they're collecting all these Pokemon cards and trading them and blah, 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 blah. So he was going through a bunch of them last night, and I was like, buddy, I still have all my comic book cards when I was a kid. Let me go down to the basement, see if I can find them and dig them out.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, two or three boxes later, I found my binder with all the plastic sheets and all the cards in it.
Incredible.
From 1992, 93, right in there. Just pages and pages of comic book cards that I collected, put in those sheets, closed that binder, put in a box, and it hasn't seen the light of day until like last night.
Mm-hmm.
And just for funsies, we go, hey, let's get on to eBay and see what some of these are worth.
What'd you find out?
A lot of these cards in pristine mint condition.
Which these
they
are.
They do like a scale of 1 to 10. These are 10s. Multiple cards that I have are worth $6,000 each.
Oh, my God. But you'll never sell them.
That's the thing. We had that conversation. It's like, well, if I go get these rated and they have to put them in special cases and it's a process, would I ever get rid of them?
Hmm.
And or do you just sit on them for a few more years and let the values grow, grow, grow? I'd have a hard time parting with these.
I think
you
would have a hard time for two reasons. A, you don't like to get rid of your stuff. And B, you'll always think it'll be worth more.
Well, sure, yeah. I mean, it's like with baseball cards and regular comics and antiques.
So eventually when you're 87 years old and can't enjoy the money, you'll sell them.
Yeah, I know. It's like, do you sit on that stuff like that for 10 more years and then unload it?
No.
Or what do? Do you sell them?
So.
I mean, for a piece of cardboard, Dom.
I know. Sell them.
$6,000.
Mm-hmm.
I know. It's super tempting. So I just wanted to point that out because, you know, you give me crap for saving everything. And I'm sitting on some cash, buddy.
You're sitting on it, but you're not going to ever see the cash because you won't sell them.
No, I might. I might. It might come to a point. That's a good number. That's a good number for a little piece of cardboard.
Okay.
And it got me excited. I was dreaming about comic book cards last night. That's how much this stuff's on my mind. So we'll see.
So
I can send you some pictures if you want to look at them.
Please send me a picture.
I know you're dying to see.
I want to see them.
So we'll see. I'll keep you updated. I instantly messaged one of my friends who is like the ultimate comic book nerd, and I was like, "Where do I go to get these certified?"
Yeah.
And he's like, "Well, you got to mail them off to such and such." I'm like, "Mail them off? I'm not mailing anything off. They'll disappear." So I got to find somebody local to do it. So if anybody knows anything about comic books, trading card collectibles, anybody that's certified, I'd love to talk to you. Because I'm going to sell and then you'll never see me again, Dom.
Go on. Well, when you sell, that'll be the day. I just don't believe it'll ever happen.
I might not, but we'll see. So that was a big highlight for my weekend. Felt good. Felt real good. How about
felt
you?
Felt good to dig through all my
it
stuff.
It did. I was like, God, I haven't opened these.
You love the whole memory lane
thing. I do, and I haven't opened this stuff since 93. And, I mean, as a kid, I loved collecting all this stuff.
So I'm happy for you with
that. And now I'm spreading the joy onto my kiddo. So, yeah. I dig it, man.
You're either spreading the joy or you are cursing your child with pack ratism.
Or I'm saying, hey, collect these Pokemon cards because I already know these go for thousands of dollars. So let's get you a binder and put it in a closet for 3 years.
Yeah, are you spreading the joy or are you infecting another person?
I don't think it's infecting.
Okay. All right. Listen, you're the one who's got the $1,000 cards. I don't.
I know. Oh, that's good. All right, so
I went down
up?
And saw my siblings down in San Antonio for a couple of days. We get together. We haven't been together in at least 2 or 3 years. It might have been 3 years. And my brother made his ribs, and that's just, besides loving and seeing my family, that is the reason for going down is to get those ribs. He shared his tip for how to keep mosquitoes away outside, out on the back patio. And Gretchen took a little video of it and put it on our TikTok page. And the last I saw, it had tens of thousands of views. But he's a genius when it comes to how to get rid of mosquitoes. What you do is you take a charcoal briquette and you put it in like a little container thing. And you take one of those propane torches and you go to town on that briquette until it is like gray, you know?
Okay.
And then you take used, and the key is used coffee grounds. And sprinkle it over there, and all this smoke stuff comes up.
Huh.
And it plus smells of coffee, so it smells nice.
Yeah.
And it keeps mosquitoes away. And the thousands and thousands of people were treated to that free tip on a TikTok page. And that was pretty remarkable. Well, then the follow-up, she did what's called a duet on TikTok, where she, side-by-side with that video, did my other brother, who was announcing to the world that it doesn't work.
Oh, okay.
Or as he said, it don't work.
Is it just the smoke that's keeping it? It's just smoke, right?
And then I guess there's thousands of views for that one, too, it's with him smoke. Saying, it don't work.
Did you correct him?
I just sat there and laughed. That's funny to me. But the best story from the weekend was my older brother, who went and got a colonoscopy not that long ago, and I guess failed his colonoscopy. And the reason was, as the story that he told, is that all they had told him was, make sure you are on a clear liquid diet. Clear liquid diet.
Oh, yeah.
So to him, that meant you had 7-Up with your double bacon cheeseburger.
No. So they found a cheeseburger in there.
They found a cheeseburger in there.
Oh, no.
And in their words, they labeled his test, quote, improper prep.
Delicious looking is how they labeled it.
He's like, hey, you said clear liquid. I did clear liquids with my bacon double cheeseburger.
They give you so much prep paperwork. How did he? How?
My brother doesn't read that stuff. He doesn't care about that nonsense.
Oh, my gosh.
He's got better things to do. He's getting rid of mosquitoes.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
I told him that he needs to open up a... he's Mr. You would love his... You would love to hang out for a weekend with him.
Yeah.
Because he is the champ at coming up with hacks for doing things around your house.
Yeah.
And I said, man, you should start like a YouTube channel or something.
That's great. You know,
because he's got hundreds and hundreds of various homeowner hacks of doing things.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, you two would hit it off.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you got to see your family.
It was fun. It was fun to see everybody. Great time. And those ribs.
Tell me more.
What else can I say?